Here we go.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor Kim. Don't you just grit your teeth and just whenever you lose something? Now, I brought a little bag of some things that we commonly use. Now, what are some things we commonly use? Lose. Commonly lose.
My with teeth.
What is it?
My teeth, my temper, my...
Oh, okay. Well, that's... Keys? Okay, now, all right, I brought some keys in here. I mean, when you get ready to go someplace and you reach for your keys and they're not where they're supposed to be, isn't that aggravating? Oh, my goodness. I just hate that when I lose my keys. The grandkids come over and they're rummaging through all of your belongings, and what was a nice straightened room is becoming demolished, and you look, they finally leave, and you go to sit down and watch a little TV, and what's missing? So, how do they do that? I mean, it's like they practice, like, where are we going to hide it this time, you know? So the remote control, and you look for the, remember Kim, how I just get so irritated about that. And you know, at this point in my life, I mean, I have had eye surgery a couple of times, and both cataracts in both eyes removed, and twice, in fact, secondary cataracts too, and both lenses replaced, and I still need glasses. Some of you are there too. You're at that point in your life where you need, so we have glasses all over the house. But I have glasses to read with, glasses for distance, and no glasses at all. But when I reach my glasses and they're not there, I think, where? I mean, Kim can tell you, I am constantly losing my, what are some, can you think of anything else we lose? Phones, okay. Lose our minds, yeah. Lose our minds. Well, there's not much cure for that. I'm sorry. All right, well, I ran across a story this week that goes something like this, and it's something that we'll all relate to, and Pastor Kim will have some things to say about this later on, too. But there apparently was a father, as the story goes, and he took his children to the beach. And before they got in the water, he took off his shoes, of course, and he took off his watch, and took off his ring, and put them both in one of his shoes. And so when the time came for them to leave, they went back to get their stuff, and the father got his shoes and put on his watch and was putting on his shoes and inadvertently had dropped his ring into the sand and just really dismissed. He never even thought about it. They went home and had dinner and got ready for church the next day. They were sitting in church on Sunday morning, and all of a sudden he realized that he did not have his ring. And he thought, oh my goodness, I bet I left it there on the beach. It's probably long gone. And they went back after church was over, and they went to the sand, and thank goodness, there where he had his shoes, and his ring was right there where he'd left it. Now that's the uncanny thing to me, that oftentimes when I lose things, probably more often than not, and maybe you'll find it the same way, that the thing that I lost was right where I left it. I mean, you think about that. When you lose something, most of the time, it's probably right where you left it. And Pastor Kim's going to talk about some things here after a while, too, the importance of which, you know, we rejoice when we find things. I mean, the father, when he found that ring, he was so thrilled. He was overexcited and glad and happy and joyful because he'd found that ring. So let's just thank God for sometimes good sense and sometimes a stroke of luck, and others around us too that help us to find things that we lose. Okay, let's just pray. Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the ability to think, and for most of our lives at least, the ability to recall where things are and things we're supposed to do. Pardon me. Thank you for others around us too that when we lose things can help us to find them. And we thank you for the joy that comes from knowing what it means to find things that we lose. So help us to keep track of things that matter most to us. And if we should lose them, oh God, help us to find them again, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.